Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Across Israel, the weather is warm and sunny, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. A perfect day to be outdoors. In Haifa, there's a gentle breeze, making it quite pleasant. Meanwhile, Eilat is experiencing a toasty afternoon. Here are today's headlines. First, The Times of Israel reports just in that the Pentagon has raised its threat level concerning Israeli spying on the U.S. to a critical level. This follows growing disagreements between Trump and Netanyahu over Iran diplomacy. Also, Forward reported earlier today that Hezbollah has rejected a ceasefire deal brokered by the United States between Israel and Lebanon. Also this hour. From JNS, Iran's influence on Hezbollah continues to affect U.S. and Israeli relations, with the organization overruling Lebanon's elected leaders. Separately, Axios reported that Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, a sensitive proposal for Netanyahu. And finally, in earlier reporting, the White House and Israeli embassy have denied allegations of Israeli spying, intensifying the diplomatic tension. Here's what people are saying online. Al-Arabiya, a prominent news source, posted just minutes ago about the ongoing tensions between Israel and Lebanon. I-24 News English, a leading Israeli broadcaster, shared that the IDF struck a Lebanese armed forces vehicle after detecting Hezbollah activity. Ynet Global reported that a shooting in Hebron tragically killed a Palestinian baby, with the IDF mistaking the car for a threat. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Pentagon's heightened threat assessment. This critical level suggests increased suspicion of espionage activities. The Times of Israel notes that these allegations come amid diplomatic tensions over Iran. If true, this could further strain U.S.-Israel relations. Turning to Hezbollah's rejection of the ceasefire, Forward reported that this decision undermines U.S. diplomatic efforts. Hezbollah's actions highlight its dominance in Lebanon, overshadowing elected officials. This rejection poses challenges for peace in the region. Meanwhile, Iran's role in Hezbollah's operations continues to destabilize Lebanon. JNS highlights that the group's influence has long hindered Lebanese governance. This complicates international efforts for stability in the Middle East. In related news, Trump's proposed ceasefire aims to reduce tensions. Axios notes its sensitivity for Netanyahu, who balances domestic and international pressures. The outcome could influence future peace negotiations with Iran. Finally, the White House and Israeli embassy's denials reflect the diplomatic stakes. As reported earlier, these allegations add complexity to an already tense geopolitical landscape. Any confirmation could alter defense and intelligence cooperation. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that the Treasury has presented a plan showing a growing deficit alongside massive tax collection. This reveals significant fiscal challenges ahead for Israel. Separately, Kotek highlights a financial success for Bagheera as its IPO brought a $230 million payday. This marks a significant milestone for the defense simulator maker on the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange. And finally, Globes has learned that IAI and Rafael are withholding government dividends to cover debts. This decision reflects ongoing financial strains within Israel's defense ministry. That's your Israel 18 News update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 3 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.